Hello, everybody. This is Glenda, and I am so glad and delighted to be here with you. We have now started our recording, and thank you, Tony, for getting us teed up into this call while I had to be away for just a few minutes. And I'd like to move forward with this call and then on into our blessing. But first, I kind of had the feeling of recapping something that I experienced in my downtime. First of all, last night I had the most amazing dream that wasn't really a dream. It was more of an experience. We were in the middle of an electrical storm, which brought down everything in the house. And I thought, well, the best thing to do is put earplugs in my ears and go to sleep because the computer was down. I couldn't do anything else. And in the middle of my sleep, an electrical bolt came through me. I mean, it's not that I saw it externally to me. It went from the crown chakra all the way down to my feet, and I almost jumped out of bed instantly without 1 second's pause.
Ooh.
And I was still a little bit shaken today, and because I was a little bit shaken, I didn't think of everything to do, including reset all the clocks. So instead of getting here on time, about 5 minutes before it was to start, or at least where I thought it was supposed to start, I took a shower because I wanted to make sure that I was bringing in really positive energy today. So you were on my mind, and what I want to recap is something I taught the blessing givers, and I'm going to say it again to you. I think I've told the community, but, you know, the thing is, any form of electricity could kill you if your feet are in water when you attract it. Fortunately, I was dehydrated last night, so it didn't hurt me. It just almost threw me out of bed. I think it was actually really one of the lightning bolts outside that had a radiation on it, and it caught me. But what I want to say to you is that we absorb a lot of hydration when we shower. If we need to shower in warm or very warm water so that the pores open, but it can sometimes be more than you drink in an 8-ounce glass of water. And I know some of us complain about drinking because it just causes more frequent bathroom attendance. And not to be too intimate there, but it's just a fact of like, okay. But when you draw up water through your skin, it goes directly into your cells. And that's a good thing. So frequently, before I get on these calls, I have a shower. And I drink at least 8 ounces of water or Pedialyte or something of that sort because I want to be extremely hydrated so that I draw in the maximum amount of energy that I can then pass on to you. And I recommended this ritual very strongly to the blessing givers, and I know a lot of them practice it faithfully. My timing was just thrown off, but that still happened. I got the energy in, and I got a whammo of energy last night. So it must be that I'm supposed to conduct something awesome today. I can't imagine why that happened to me. There was no other negative content, just an electrical bolt that literally threw me out of bed. So we don't know what he's got in store for us today, but I think it's going to be something special. And sometimes nature brings us the messages and the inspirations and nature, you know, just the nature of revelation that we need at any given time. Oh, okay. I said that. Now, let's see who is on the board. And we've got, we've got Lady Lake from Florida.
It may be me. This is Nancy, and I'm using a different phone today, but I wanted to talk to everybody and say what a wonderful feeling it was when I dialed in on the phone. I just felt this wonderful, joyful energy all around me, and I just want to thank Tony and thank you, Glenda. And maybe all of this energy is because I took a shower about a half an hour before the call. So, it's just been delightful. The reason I'm on a different phone is I am on vacation and I'm not in Florida now. And I'm enjoying a change in environment. I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which of course is very near really large bodies of water. So I'm getting a lot of energy from that. I'm a water person. And I just feel so thankful and so blessed. And I am so appreciating the beauty of Mother Earth and the differences from place to place. And that the beauty just shines forth wherever you land on the planet. You can find beautiful areas that are such a blessing. Hello?
Hello. I think you can continue now. I think everybody somehow got stuck on hold for a second and then released.
Oh.
So go ahead.
Maybe that's a little signal. I just want to ask a blessing from Mother Earth and a blessing and an expression of gratitude for all of the gifts we receive and all of the energy we receive from Mother Earth. And I have one request for an individual. His name is Lou. He's in remission, and I would like the blessing to expand the energy of his remission to continue and become even stronger as he moves through life.
Well, that is beautiful. Thank you, Nancy. I'm not seeing Glenda on here at the moment.
We'll see. Okay. May I say, pardon?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, I wanted to say something to Mara because she had expressed something about being connected to everybody. And yeah. I want to assure you, dear Mara, you will always be connected to us.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for participating with our community. Once you participate, we are all connected. And it's an eternal connection because we do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nancy, so much. And it was You sparked a little memory from last night and also a greater inspiration I want to offer to you, because you're absolutely right. Once you establish a connection with a community that is empowered by the Holy Spirit, you're there. And we only have one life to live, but we have many chapters. And this is just one of many chapters, and we will go through all the chapters together. And I want to leave you with that impression. That's what I experienced with Larry and so many dear friends and family who have gone into their next chapter. And I'm still with them, and they're still with me. It's just we're not playing it out in the same arena, but we're still united. And my little inspiration from nature playing on that, I've got two. One is, one of the reasons we call it a vacation when we go to a different place is because we have built up energetic blockages where we are, because we've had issues that didn't resolve easily. We've had confusions that didn't clear out easily. We've had communications that didn't go through. And it's just kind of become a little bit of a stagnant area. I don't mean negative. I just mean kind of stagnant. It doesn't flow. We go to a new place where there's no resistance on the environment, and the environment just rushes in to refresh and renew our world. And that's why we call it vacation. And it doesn't really, you could actually go to New York City. You don't have to go to woods and forests. If that's what clears up your energy to flow. I know when I was in the younger years of my life being an artist, the best place on earth I just loved to go was New York City, because I would go to all the museums and I would go see all the, well, not all, but examples of all the great art of the world. And I just came back home a new person. So whatever renews it for you is the vacation. Sometimes going to be with your family will renew it, and other times, if that's where the stagnancy is, don't go there until it clears up a little bit. But last night, I went back to sleep after I sort of put myself together from the electrical passage, and I had one more little dream, and I got to tell you, it was so beautiful. I was like coming in from heaven, but like I was just floating through the clouds down to earth. I saw this forest and a mountain, and I zoomed in closer, and I saw on a pathway this doe that jumped over a hurdle. And, oh, it was so beautiful, the grace in her body and the freedom. And I realized that whatever happened to me was about getting me over a hurdle into a new level of freedom and expression. And when I had that dream, I felt the joy that Nancy talked about and Mara talked about. That's what I felt. So I'm bringing you into it today to be with me and in celebration of it. And I think that kind of wraps up what I needed to say. So we're just going to take calls from whoever wants to come in and join in the community. We've got Sarah on the call. Let's just go on to Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda, Tony, and this beloved community. Oh, I just want to say thank you so much. And thank you. Thank you to Hot Water. I have such soothing showers that just helped me so much. And I see why, even to a greater degree, when you said that. And I just want to ask for a special blessing for me and for all my brothers and sisters who can relate to this. I just have so much work on my plate right now. I'm about to start 2 new summer classes teaching, and I feel like this is probably the most work I've ever had in the summer, just so many. And so just blessing for that support, the energy to meet the responsibilities we all have, and just help from so many sources, from Jesus and from so many divine beings and ourselves, our community, to help with the work.
Oh, well, we thank you for your praise and your blessing. That was just I hope it's something everybody feels on this call today. And that it will come in for you as the most perfect, joyous energy that brings you into peace and serenity.
Thank you, beloved Glenda.
You're welcome. Well, I think each of us has spoken for everybody. And that, in my experience, is one of the signs of a unified community.
When everybody that talks brings something new, and yet it's something everybody is feeling. Or at least everybody desires to feel. When one person speaks for all, you know you're in the presence of God. When I've been in certain groups and someone would stand up with a disagreeable thought, but everybody in the room was kind of peaceful with it, I knew that that was needed and prompted by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so, not always do we feel good just about positive things or humorous things. Sometimes we have to speak up about other things that are needed, that we've got to correct some rules around here. They're too inhibiting. We've got to respect people a little more. You know, those kinds of communications are necessary at times, and they're not prompted by negative attitudes. They're prompted by a positive attitude, just like the Declaration of Independence had some pretty strong language. I don't mean offensive language, but pretty strong language about the need for reform. And it created one of the greatest nations on earth. And that's the way it is sometimes. So I want you to feel free to speak your mind whenever you need to. I think as long as we are courteous and polite to one another, sometimes it's okay just to speak up what we're going through and what we're thinking. I always am committed to taking a neutral position, because in a state of conflict, people don't listen as much. And listening is a very big form of getting what you need and what you want. And I look at the blessing as much as giving, it's receiving. Even for me, I mean, you might say, well, I'm allowing it to transmit through me. And yes, I do, but I'm not the one giving it. It's coming from a very high place. And, I just let it pass through. And from your experience, you can do the same thing. Just bring it in, let it pass through, and then you just lean back in peace and listen. Just listen for what's coming back to you. Sometimes, well, actually, I suppose you could say all the time, your life is bread on the water. And Yeshua really emphasized that in many, many, I could quote probably a dozen parables that point to that, that your whole life is bread on the water. But just because something negative or seemingly negative comes back doesn't mean it will have a negative result. Sometimes we have to just flow what's wanting to flow through us. And it's not there to create a negative result. We just let it flow, and then we just open ourselves to listen and let our bread on the water come back to us. If we have made a constructive contribution to life, no matter what the voice was, you will get good bread on the water. And Yeshua said, whatever you sow, you harvest. And that's the same thing. You know, it's just different words, but it's the same exact message. And what I love so much about our community is I think we all come here to cast a very positive spirit into the world. And we may not catch everything that's needed, but we are in love with our opportunity to express the breath of God. And that's my elevation and dedication and joy and sometimes humor, sometimes mystery cast into the world. But I love serving. I love serving. That's what I'm here to do. So I just pray that you will join me in this and let the energy pass through you, and then you listen. Just listen. Listening is not always with your ears, you know. Listening is with other responses, not only in your body, but in the emotions around you, in every part of your being, really. And even the dreams you receive, that's listening. That's listening. And I think we all have better, what each a preferable way of listening. It's part of our personality. Everybody's unique. And so I'm a little cautious about giving specific recommendations. Listening is a good general one. But I'm not going to tell you to listen with your ears. Listen with your heart. That's probably the very best of all. But just listen. Just listen to what your heart's telling you. Even your breath. Sometimes I notice in the blessing, my heart will accelerate, or my breath will accelerate, or my heart rate will go way down into alpha, theta. And I know that it's the message about what I'm hearing and conveying. Well, we've got two more people on the call. And actually, they're both couples. So let's bring on some couples. How about that? Nancy and Gary, you're on.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to hear everybody's voice. Just hearing everybody is a blessing itself. And I love what you said, Glenda, about the, you know, your dream and feeling heaven and everything Tony shared. And Jerome talking about compassion and love and light and joy. It's like we're really good at that as a community. And it's just such a wonderful reminder how, you know, we're part of the kingdom of heaven. And if we remember that, so much that's going on can be transmuted just with our love and our vibration. And so thank you, community, because it's such a joy all the time just to tune in. Sometimes we just are here to offer the blessing, and, you know, but just hearing everybody and feeling everybody is such a gift. So thank you. But I do have a blessing. Okay. Leo and Amy, our son and daughter-in-law, moved to Colorado. And they've been struggling to find, she's got work, but he's really kind of going through that, you know, got the college degree, but you can get the job at the McDonald's kind of thing. And so he's struggling and needs to find a job. And so anyway, I just wanted to put that out there that the perfect, appropriate thing will happen for him that brings fulfillment for him.
It will. And perseverance is sometimes the key to it. Because what you demonstrate when you persevere is your dedication to a positive end result. And heaven moves earth all the time, and it can move in your favor when it really sees, oh my gosh, this person is really super dedicated to what they believe in. And their faith is so strong, we just cannot allow their faith to be disappointed.
I like that.
They'll move your position in line to a different place. That's happened to me so many times. And I know that it was because I was acting on my faith and I was demonstrating my dedication to a certain end result that was very positive. And I got a lot of support on the high ground for just moving things around. And that's really all it takes, is moving things around. So you know he's going to be successful. What we don't know is how soon he will be. If you can get some help moving things around, why not?
I love that. That's beautiful. And there was no denigration to working at McDonald's. it was just an analogy of just, you know, sometimes you... He worked at movie theaters or things like that, and you know, and he's a joyful character that'll do anything. So he may just do that in the meantime. But anyway, so such a blessing to hear everybody. I feel your hearts, and I appreciate that.
Well, we love hearing your voice. There's no voice quite like Nancy.
Okay, I love you guys.
Very unique. Okay, we love you too. We've got Wendy and Stephen on the call, and I was out kind of at the window trying to receive more energy and just moved. Here we go. Hello, Wendy and Stephen, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Glenda, it's Stephen. Wendy's at work.
Okay.
I appreciate your comment about hard questions, and I wanted to ask a blessing for Canadian churches.
What's going on there?
Yeah, I was up late last night. I couldn't sleep, and they found like 215 graves of Indigenous people out in the West Coast at a residential school, which is like the schools run by the churches. I don't know, you know, if you had residential schools in the States, but we had them up here. They were run by the church. They took children out of native tribes and schooled them, and it wasn't well done. So anyway, they found these 215 graves. And so it's a very difficult time for the church, I believe. Like it's sort of having to address its history. So I'm asking for a blessing for the churches.
Oh, I love that, Stephen. Thanks for asking that blessing. And this is a really, really good example of what I was talking about. Like you could express something that's a trouble zone in the world, but the result you're seeking is a negative. You see, and we have to be willing to look at things in order to improve them, to know what the problem really is. And so often we assign a wrong definition to the problem, and you're not going to fix or repair a wrong definition. Discernment is one of the gifts that God gave to mankind uniquely. Discernment.
Mm-hmm.
He took Adam out to the garden, and he said, now you get to name the animals. And he said, study the plant life, for that is your medicine. That discernment, that's really looking at and defining the problems. But if you assign the wrong plant to the wrong problem, you won't get results. You assign the right plant to the right problem, and you do get results. This is something I've had to learn over the last 20 years, trying to research the aroma that finally became Christ-scent. I could not describe it to anybody, and they couldn't get it. So the cat, the ones, the aromatherapist, I asked for help. Never could come up with the right solution. And so I, after a couple of years of trying and failing there, and I'm including really achieved, such as Gary Young, with, Young Living. We had long conversations about this, and I tried to get him to create this for me. And I thought if he had been able to, it would be part of Young Living today, because he was wanting a pretty good bounty for doing it. But he could never do it, because he couldn't connect the cause and effect. He couldn't get to that cause. He was always looking at the perimeter. And I just said to myself, well, I've got to become the aromatherapist. And so I went to online classes and classes that were being taught locally in my area, and did the best homework I could do and put my instincts on the line for accomplishing it. And I had lots of trials and failures. I couldn't get it right either. And within, I would say, 2 weeks after my mother passed over, I think that was what I was seeing in the dough going over. It was like a whole stack of dead trees. And the dough was leaping over that to the other side. Well, within 2 weeks after my mother passed, I was at the Grand Canyon talking to her from the south rim up to the north rim. And I saw her. And right after that, it started raining. And the rain brought out the aroma in all the plants, you see. And my mother was really a world-class gardener. She had received the Best Gardener of the Year award in Texas 5 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
And she only started gardening. Well, actually, she was a gardener all her life because she was brought into a farming family. But she only started her real botanical studies when she was 60 years old. And so she was really proficient at understanding what every plant communicated, so much so that she was very careful what plant would grow the best beside what other plant. And because of that, she never had to use fertilizer. The plants took care of the support and message of one another. And she understood that. Well, this rain came up and it brought the aroma up, and I thought, what in the world is that? Larry, what is that? What do you smell?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, that's sage. And I said, oh my Lord. I would not have ever imagined that an aroma from the Americas. Well, they do have sage all over the world, but this was a particular kind of sage that was only in that part of the world. And my mother brought it up to my nose. I went home, put different proportions in the mixture, so I got the right one. But that one, when I hit the bell, I said, that's it. So I didn't go around the bush for no reason. I went around the bush several times getting to this point. But the point is, when you get the right cause and the right effect connected, you get results.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be discerning in everything. In everything. You could have a commotion start up in a group of people, and you assign the wrong cause. You'll never get people to settle down. You find the right cause, and then all of a sudden everybody's saying, oh, my gosh, that's it. Have you ever been in a situation where all of a sudden you said, that's it? Well, that experience of that's it is putting the right cause and the right effect together. Now, that's why I want you to listen in the blessing, okay? That was the point.
Yeah.
Listen and consider different options than you might have thought before. Let your information come from high ground. That's what my mom did for me that day. She was on high ground where she knew exactly what I was smelling because she was smelling it too. So she knew exactly what to tell me. That's what a good counselor would do also. That's what a good doctor will do. That's what a good teacher will do. They'll hit the nail on the head. And then you say, oh, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. Done. Well, it's been a pleasure having a conversation with you, Stephen, and you sparked a response from me
that may be just what was called for. So I think we should just go
ahead. I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it, Glenda. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I hope this helps you and Wendy. Okay. Well, everybody, what do you say? Go ahead. Was there something else you wanted to say?
I said God bless you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you very much. He always does. So you've got your wish come true.
Thanks, Glenda. Bye. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Well, we are... Tony, what do you say? We just get this call on lecture is what we want. That's what, let's see. Oh, no.
Lecture mode?
Do that. No, you can't take us on lecture mode. Then you won't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not logged in as the host. Let's just try going on hold, and I will unmute myself. Let's see if that works. Okay.
Okay.
Worked.
It looks like it muted you.
Yeah, it did. So we'll just try something else. Let's see. I'm not a host, so I can't determine these things.
There's just two other active speakers, so I think I could mute me and... Stephen, and I think then you would be the only active speaker.
Okay, that'll work. Okay, well, you're still active too, but that's okay. Just don't have any background noise. I really didn't want to mute people, but in a way, it's good because I want all of you to be listening to God, not me. Okay, well, maybe me while I pray, but other than that, I want you to have a perfect access to the Holy Spirit, to Christ, to your Heavenly Father. So let's be started. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your ever-present love and strength, encouragement, and enlightenment, that we move along in life with grace. And we thank you for being here with us specifically in this moment and this day to offer to us the answers to our prayer, to help us listen, to help us feel free to open up to the flow that we bring into this moment and into our life, that answers may be given which are the correct answers for the problem, and perhaps that the problem be revealed, which allows us to apply the correct result. So we are open in every way to you. In every way, we express our love to one another, to you, and to our Heavenly Father, that in that love, we may have a perfect union with the Holy Spirit and with nature and with the earth and all of the energies that surround us and embrace us, that lift us up and heal us, and encourage us on in faith to be with one another in the greatest and most positive way, to create communities like this around the world, that we may join hands for the greatest good for all. Now we ask that you just be with us as we pray, and your beautiful blessings are being offered to each of us and all the world, as you came to do in the fullness of your life. Blessing givers, let us join.
Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and listen. Be with God. Bye-bye for now. And look forward to being with you again next week.